Okay.
Uno, dos, tres,
Good.
go. We're recording. Yeah! Blip, 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 blip.
Good up.
What's good, good?
Vibe check.
Vibe check. Vibe check.
Vibe check.
Vibe check. Vibe check.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on. What's going on? Welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics, episode 2 of the Lockdown Chronicles. How's everybody doing?
Hey, man. Hey, we're good, man.
As per usual, you are joined by the man on the screen, aka 6 foot delicious, aka the sexiest snack you ever seen in your life, aka my plant-based bae. Hey, that might be a new one.
Wow.
Hey,
fam,
that might
it been
be a new
that long since you see me? You fucked up every single one of my names.
I know. It has been that long. It has been that long. So you can definitely AKA for yourself now. Because I got that wrong. I admit to my mistakes.
AKA vibe check.
Hey, AKA Malum vibe check.
You're mistaken. The,
AKA Profuse's younger brother.
Yo, living my complex, eh? He was my neighbor at some point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Who was it? Spikiri. Spikiri used to be my neighbor.
Oh. Did you ever hook up with Quito Hoes?
Nah, like surprisingly, those guys were quiet. Eh? They'd be here a lot, but they were quiet. They weren't hypers, as their music videos suggest.
It's because you didn't use those speakers. Yeah. And they heard do 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 do. They would have been there, boy.
Exactly. We are also joined by DIY Zeddy, aka
DIY Zeddy.
Sexy Mr. Cowlick. Because apparently that's what kids call that thing. You know the piece of hair that hangs here? That's apparently called the cowlick.
The hair vibes.
That's cowlick. Shout out to all our white listeners. That's the reference that you will get. AKA the Shermanator. What's good, Shermanator?
Ah, dude, this week has been crazy, hey? What an interesting week. Like, I've been reading a lot of news about all things that is not Corona, because I'm sick of Corona. And you can't avoid it now. It's like fucking everywhere and everything. So I just try and block it out of my news searches. And I've been coming up with some of the weirdest ass new shit on the planet.
Oh, that's exciting. We're definitely going to get to that. Ooh.
Definitely.
And obviously myself, the one, the only, the suburban bumper action, aka your mom's ex-boyfriend, aka Mr. I like to lick your toes.
Aka the taxi driver's nutritionist.
Yes. And I just had chicken licking today. So
oh, wonderful.
Yes. I was so happy about it. Like, guys, I'm sure they put drugs in chicken licking. I'm sure of it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% sure that they are
the methadone. They put like some ketamine or some fentanyl.
They got that blue magic in there.
Not all of them deliver, hey. I'm so fucking bleak. The one down the road here by me doesn't deliver.
When was there a chicken licking down the road from you?
Yeah, down here, fam. Not like up the road. There's a chicken licking.
Okay.
At the mall, fam. How do I know and I don't even need chicken?
It's been a long time. I've moved out.
It's been months. Like, it hasn't been years. It's been months.
So yes, what episode is this? This is episode 7.
Seven.
What are we all drinking? I managed to find my wife somewhere.
I'm drinking a glass of Aimmune, you know?
Oh yeah!
Get the riboflavin, to get the vitamin C, you know, to get the zinc. and the B complexes, you know? Now me.
I'm having my last bit of liquor. The last bit of Gentleman Jack. I'm very depressed.
Last of last.
I need to start buying pineapples and researching how to make the pineapples here that's blowing up.
Look, I'm not going to lie. After like a week of sobriety, that 700 rand a bottle of Jameson starts to look acceptable.
Bruh. A relative of mine sent a picture of a bottle of Singleton, so I asked like, yo, so how much? He's like, one. What? Oh, $100 for a bottle of Singleton. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Like I went to visit my workplace sexual abuser. And she was like, yo, I'll give you a bottle of Jameson
to break my back out.
No. She said, I'll give you a bottle of Jameson. No, because like I was like, yo, fam, because she told me, yo, listen, I got mad gin at the house if you ever want. So I was like, I'll get some gin. But then also I couldn't just make it look like I was just going for gin. So I was like, okay, let me buy some. I couldn't make it look like I was just going for a freebie. So I was like, okay.
Of course you weren't going for gin. She didn't expect you to come for gin. She expected you to
come. Oh no, you paid for that gin with your ass.
Exactly.
You are right. It is not free.
No, she did invite me to lunch next week. She was like, yo, come to the house for lunch. I was like,
to add some context to our listeners, Yolisa has somebody at his professional habitat that is gunning for his booty.
Some birdie for your birdie.
Professional habitat. All I can think of now is bears in suits.
Oh, she's a bear. You're the rabbit. She's going to eat you.
And she is really, really wealthy. Like, just incredibly
wealthy. Wait, so you got your gin?
Maybe you can discuss... I got gin
and whiskey and champagne.
You can discuss
the model. You can discuss the model at lunch. The business model.
Exactly. Who like, listen, I got
the OnlyFans business model.
Got this idea for OnlyFans, right?
Yo, guys. I'm listening. Okay, there's some internal chat.
Yes. I don't know where you're going, but I like that you have the structure in your life to just self censorship. Guys, self censorship is key.
Yeah.
So what happened? No, what happened when you got this gin?
So you went to a house.
Talked to a kid. Talked to the other kid. I have to now help a kid bring down Google.
Bring down what?
Google.
Bring down Google. Wow.
Yeah. So he has like Google Classroom, and they have to get in their uniforms and then go on the Google Classroom chat. So he was like, fuck this. He heard of a story in the States where these kids basically a whole bunch of them rated Google 1-star, and they had to take it down. So he's like, yo, my niggas, listen, this is my plan. Let's all rate this thing 1-star and then get it taken down, and then I don't have to go to school.
But the school is being a bit dumb. Why do you have to wear uniform to do
online class? Because fancy schools like weird shit, fam. There's a conversation that has to be had about like private schools and how A, they are completely overpriced, like wildly overpriced, and B, they're not actually, I'm not sure that they're worth it.
I don't know.
Like, it is what it is. Because I know yesterday, Lisette and I were talking about things. And she was like, yo, I really wanted to go, but I also know the fees is wild. Like, we had to, like, even if she got the scholarship, we had to put a deposit. It was for, like, what? 80K or some shit. I was like,
damn.
Wheel.
Damn.
Let me tell you the way my chicken is bathing set up. Like we you're not gonna get that.
Are you having Jameson and Stoney?
No, I'm having. I have wonderful thing. I have a lineup of drinks. So I have my Jameson.
Yeah.
I have gin and coke. And I have Stoney, just to keep the balance. Okay, oh, guys, let's talk about something. Like we spent,
We
spent the last 20 minutes, and it is partly my fault, but
I've got a fun fact. So you know that a lot of a few stars started their career in porn before they made the big screen. Like Cameron Diaz, first movie was a porno. Sylvester Stallone was
I knew about Sylvester Stallone, not Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz. Porn star initially.
I know what.
Yeah, this is old news, man. I knew this shit when I was 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah. There's something about Cameron Diaz.
Did you guys not go on Mr. Skin and do a little research?
Yeah.
Yo, I wasn't researching, eh?
So I knew was this not in researching. 2004, fam.
Guess who I just found out started his career in porn. He was 21. The porn was called All in the Family, which is, sounds a bit incestuous.
I mean, that's the vibe these days on Pornhub. It's very much family. It's pretty grim, but yeah.
Jackie Chan, my guy. Jackie Chan's first movie, All in the Family, is a porno. He was 21. Bruh, I was shocked.
How'd you find this?
Hey, dude, you know, I told you, like, I've been avoiding Corona, so I've been reading everything else in the world. So I'm just picking up random shit.
Here is the question. Did you watch it?
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Why?
So you didn't fact it?
No, there's I saw like screenshots and clips and stuff, but not I didn't go and watch the whole movie.
You must do your research.
I only found this out
this
yesterday.
This research is for part-time alcoholics, bro. It's forgotten country.
It's legit. Go check Jackie Chan, All My Family. Imagine what he was doing with table ladders and chairs in that movie.
You brought this thing here. Go research it. You said it's a fact, but now you don't have factual evidence.
Our listeners can go and check it out. Fun facts, a little homework.
I'm about to go check out Cameron Diaz.
Check out Cameron Diaz. Maybe Cameron Diaz can get to a collab.
It's not a porno. It's just like a risque video type of thing. Like she's just topless, but she's not. There's nothing sexual happening in the video. She's just topless.
Oh.
So it's not really. It's like it's not even softcore. It was literally like a scene in a movie, but like, you know, a D-grade producer, no movie budgets. She was just trying to get her, she was young also. She was like 19, 18, somewhere there. And it's not a porno. It's not softcore. It's, I don't know. I don't even know what it was, but it's like in this industrial area, they were trying to make it edgy, like barbed wire. And she just got her titties out. Like there's nothing impressive about it. Like, as a pubescent teen with the raging hormones, like it did nothing for me. So, I don't know. You just, I know you and your wild porn searches. You are going to be so disappointed.
Okay. Check it out anyway. Tell us what you find.
Okay.
Also, check out the Jackie Chan one.
Guys, we talk about Instagram guidelines? Do they actually exist? Because a lot of what
I think if you have melanin, they exist. But like, I've been seeing some like that one porn star, Kendra Sunderland. She just got her titties out
all the time.
And then like there's this Kaylee Quake. Kaylee Swanson, she's like got her guava, but like she's got panties on, but they're white panties, and she pours water on them, so you just see guava. You just like,
Yeah, because what's enforcing the guidelines is not a person, it's AI. So if it says, okay, you're covered, even though you can see everything, it's still going to be okay, tick, it's fine.
Even Viking,
like, they're moving through the nipple.
Yeah. No, but Sam, because even the covered thing, like, every now and then, like, I'll see, there's this chick, Tommy Lita, she's like some Spanish, Chilean, something of the sort. But, like, at around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, she'll just straight up post titty. It'll just be breasts. And I'm like,
keep it up
then. Yes.
Like, she'll keep it up until, like, 7-8 in the morning, and then, like, delete it. Or it'll get deleted. I don't know. One of the two.
You know, once I was at a pub. It's like the first brewery in South Africa. And it's somewhere near, on the way to Hattie's. And it's like very cool, like very old. And they've got some old paintings, like oil paintings. And a lot of those old oil paintings are nude paintings. They're not showing guava, but they got, it's like old, it fits out like Mona Lisa type vibes, that sort of art style. So I took pictures of it, like, oh, check, I'm at this brewery. And Instagram immediately, as I posted it, blocked it and be like, yay, do not.
Guidelines.
Yeah, it's like, but it's not porn, it's art. Why are you killing me? I had to delete the post before it went out.
When I start making pornography, I'm also going to say it's not porn, it's art.
Like, yo, this is when you get your next bottle of gin.
Hey, actually.
That is the thing. Okay, here's a question. If your boss is bad enough, would you fuck her?
Yes. No.
Ooh, I like it. We have dissenting opinions. Welcome to the Part-Time Alcoholic Show.
Answer your own question.
Why. No, you guys tell us. I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle. So we all have three different answers. Uncle Dom, 6 foot delicious. Tell us why.
Because she a bad bitch. I don't need much more motivation than that. I'll pipe her down.
That is a good answer. Next. Shum, why are you saying no? What is the no for?
My professional career outweighs any power of any pussy in the world. I'm sorry.
What if Beyonce?
I will rather say no. I will, if she's paying me, I'm like, okay, here's a year's salary. Okay, cool. I'll get another job in a year. Easy. But, like, my current boss.
Beyonce is
you just described prostitution. If she's paying.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm okay with that.
That is exactly what prostitution is.
Yeah, I know. Hey, the risk is too high. For a one-time smash, the risk is too high. I wouldn't.
It doesn't have to be one time. Like, no one stipulated one time.
Dude, if my boss is funding my lifestyle, like covering, well, basically prostitution, covering my whole life, and then I must just chill and then smash. That could be an option. But if it's anything less than that, nah, I ain't doing it.
What are your rules if you're a Benton? Like, what are the rules you are putting forth to your blesser to say, yo, this is okay, this isn't?
No ass play.
Okay, but just fair, like...
Fair income.
Are they paying you?
Nah, dog. No,
not as big.
Nah, dog. They are limits. They are limits to my depravity. Like,
Y'all not trying to get pigged?
Nope. Hell to the no.
Okay. But like, in terms
of... Are you asking all the questions but not answering yourself? You answer the
question. Yeah, answer yourself.
Don't worry about me. What are you going to do to get
these gin bottles?
You got gin from whom? Whom did you get this gin from?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Nah.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
If your boss is a baddie,
got that splat.
If your boss was Beyonce, you'd smash.
If my boss was Beyonce, I'd fuck the shit out of her. I would not think twice. Like, that is not a question. If my boss is my current boss, I would think at least 16 times.
Fam, like, gin is not free, man.
Yo, it's commodities these days. It's not consumables.
Especially when the demand is going up.
Yo. I don't know what I'm going to do this coming week, eh? You might see, I might look cracky next week. We'll see what happens.
Go. The price of illegal alcohol is obscene at the moment. Someone tried to sell me a bottle of Vladimir vodka. I had the same face. I was like, what is that? For 450 rand. I was like, nah, fam.
Fuck off.
Nah, fam. I don't even know what this is.
That's past the rock prices. Again.
But at this point...
Do you guys want a fun fact?
Yeah.
Did you know that when white people's hair falls out of their head, not cuts, but falls out of their head, and it lands on your skin, it can start growing into your skin?
Bullshit. What?
Hey, man.
What?
These are the facts that were told to me and confirmed by a hairdresser.
Do you see why they said, Dr. Yakub's experiments were dangerous? Because his children are wild. They just wily. What? It grows into your skin.
Is it just white people's hair, or is it like my hair as well?
I don't know about Indiano. I just know vitamins. White people's hair.
Guys, I'm going to save every white person I meet.
And it lands on your skin. This thing will grow into you.
So, are you telling me white people's hair is parasitic?
That's wild.
Wild.
That's wild. Guys, please be careful of white people. Stay safe on these streets. Stay safe on these streets. Because you never know. It could come get you. Speaking of crazy shit, here's a topic I wanted to get to that is about nothing, but also, because I'm also like learning weird things. And it involves white people. You know how people are always like, oh my God, nature always finds an equilibrium and it's just like, it's chilled, and if it wasn't for humans, nature would just balance itself out? Nah, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of murder hornets?
Oh, the Japanese hornets.
They're called murder hornets, fam. Let's start
there.
They're
not called murder hornets, you motherfucker.
Where's my camera? They are this big.
They're about 5 to 6 centimeters long.
Exactly. Longer.
They're like 8 centimeters, bro.
My guy, that is way too big for any type of insect. And they kill people. So I'm reading about these murder hornets. And it's like, yo, when they get to America, like the American bees, they're confused. They don't know what's happening here. So the murder hornets, apparently what they do is they get to the hive, decapitate all the bees, then invite the homies and have a feast, like in the hive. They're just like, ayo, my niggas, listen. I done got all this free KFC, pull through.
Yeah.
And then the Japanese bees, because anime is a thing in Japanese, are like, yo, listen, we developed a way to fight them. We're gonna all 75 of us are going to like swarm around this murder hornet and flap our wings so that the air gets hot, so that we roast this thing with air. Like, what is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on? What does that even mean?
It's like a universal soldier comes to kill you and then you start a pillow fight.
Mm. Fam. Except, yeah, they be, fam, they literally, apparently they can get the air to like 50 degrees Celsius.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it gets hot in there. Then the hornet dies what? Because like, they can only survive like up to 50 degrees, and then the bees can survive to 70, so the bees are fine.
Like, what the fuck is going on in nature, fam?
You know what, let it just happen, because you know what happens when you fuck with, like, that Lady Margaret who fucked the dolphin. Leave nature alone. Stop doing wait. Shit.
Okay, wait, please tell us the story. Tell our listeners, because this story was wild.
So what happened was NASA wanted to teach or see if dolphins, because you know dolphins are seen to be like super smart and shit, whether you can teach dolphins language, like how you can teach like gorillas and orangutans how to sign language. They want to check if you can teach dolphins language. So they hired this language expert who's also a naturalist. Her name was Margaret Ho Lovett.
Yep,
right. To try and train like a group of dolphins how to speak, and then one dolphin, and they call this dolphin Peter. One dolphin like took on quite quickly, faster than the other, so they kept him. And so she started to teach this dolphin how to speak English with noises and shit. But if you listen to her documentary, she sounds mad. She sounds crazy anyway. Apparently, she taught this dolphin so much English that the dolphin seduced her. This is her story now. And
Hold on. Wait. I mean, it's not the way. When you say seduced,
like he slid into the DMs, like like this dolphin was like, let's get it on. Like,
wait. How do you get seduced by a dolphin?
Yo. Let me see some cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Let me show you what this blowhole do.
Nah, bro, but white people need to do better, bro.
Yo.
White people need to do better, man. You can't be patla-patla with a dolphin.
But guys, right. Like, where does that fall
into the patla-patla is louder because there's water. Have you had sex in a bathtub?
And obviously, like, obviously the dolphin can't get to the bed, so she's in the water getting piped. So... I don't know what, maybe she had super gear on or whatever the apparatus is. She went in at night and she fucked the dolphin.
Apparently, white people need to do better, man. Do better.
Zonti's still alive.
She fucked the dolphin multiple times.
Multiple times. They caught her. Apparently, they caught her. Like, the second command caught her. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? They fired her ass.
Yeah, when all the water is sloshing in the water tank, it's shut up.
I would have loved to be in that HR meeting. So, Margaret, we've called you here today because of a report of inappropriate workplace behavior. Margaret, I feel like, what did I do? They're like, hey, girl, I don't know how to translate fucking a dolphin into HR speak. You're not supposed to fuck the dolphin.
Misuse of office supplies.
That is actually
so she fucked the dolphin, she got caught, she got fired. Apparently this dolphin started getting like fucked up, depressed, like didn't want to interact and do anything. The dolphin was like,
where's my bae?
What we're saying is Margaret had the fire.
Apparently. Apparently she had a fire poom.
Yeah. I really can't.
Margaret left. I don't know where the fuck Margaret left to, but she left. Now, she wasn't arrested because obviously this is America, so these things somehow seem to be legal.
Maybe she left to that place where the orcas were.
To Free Willy.
To Free Willy.
That dog went to Free Willy. Oh. That's so fucking terrible. Like, I don't, I have no words, bro. Like, how do you, what are even the mechanics?
Apparently dolphins rape people, fam. Dolphins just occasionally rape people.
I've heard of dolphins rape other dolphins. I haven't heard of dolphins raping people.
They rape people.
How?
So if you think if you make yourself available, they have the apparatus to do the rest.
How, Sway? Like, literally, just mechanically, how would it even work?
What do you mean?
How would it work? Dolphins how would dolphins fuck a person? Also, I love the fact that we are back to our usual self. Let's work out the mechanics of fucking a dolphin.
I'm sure it's not doggy style. I'm sure it's missionary. So,
but then you must hold your breath underwater.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure she had like a scuba thing or at least a snorkel.
You're gonna have to have a long ass snorkel. Because have you seen snorkels? Snorkels aren't that big. They're usually not much bigger than your head. If you are under the dolphin,
who knows how long dolphins can last anyway?
Maybe
dolphins are like minute men. Then what?
Maybe they caught her because you know the arena smells like Snoop. What's the smell?
I know there's normally a fish smell here, but this is a unique fish smell.
No, man. It smells like sea harvest. It's true.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This dolphin's already getting depressed, and the second in charge, you fired Margaret. Like, okay, you know what? We need to do something because Peter's the smart one here. So let's try and like make him not depressed. These fuckers gave the dolphin LSD.
What?
They did this dolphin dirty.
Bruh. They gave this dolphin LSD to check. Because the legs. Like,
where's my bae? Where's my bae? Exactly. I want my bae.
And then I think it was within less than 2 months, this dolphin offed itself.
How do you off yourself? The story has inconsistencies. How do you kill yourself as a dolphin?
Without thumbs.
Dolphins breathe air, right? So what it did, dolphins breathe air. So what it did is that it went under the water and just didn't come up and it drowned itself.
Yo.
That's how real. It's the only way a dolphin can murder itself, I'm sure.
Why did it go piss a shark off?
It's not in the open ocean, my guy. This is in an aquarium of some sort.
There are sharks in aquariums, fam.
Not in the same fucking tank.
Anyway,
really?
Listen, don't ask me surprise questions like you didn't just describe the story of a lady fucking a dolphin.
So wait, are you telling me this is a story of love?
Romeo and Juliet.
The dolphin caught the feels.
Romeo and Juliet.
The dolphin caught the feels.
Wow.
Hard feels.
That's wild. That is.
So that is the Margaret Poe Lovett story, you guys. Yes.
Yeah.
That is wild.
she brings a hoe to the story, yeah.
That's entirely unnecessary. White ladies need
Can to I ask a quick question? Also, moving away from incestuous and bestiality nonsense. Do we want to see Mike Tyson back in boxing?
Why would anyone want to do that?
You know he's training. You know he's training and with the attempts to come back?
Yeah, I don't think he's training to come back.
No, he's going to fight Sonny Bill Williams.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Mike Tyson has a bout against Sonny Bill Williams.
Yep.
First of all, I think Sonny Bill's going to get his ass kicked.
I hope so.
We don't know. Sonny Bill Williams.
Remember the Sonny Bill versus Quade Cooper?
No.
Wait, was it
Quade Cooper? No, it was Sonny Bill Williams versus Water.
Yes, there was a fight we watched with Sunny Bull. Like, Sunny Bull, he can fight for like a civilian, but he can't really box. Like, you what? There was a fight I watched where he didn't look that good.
That thing was scheduled for 12, and they stopped it in the 11th, and then gave him the victory. And he was getting in the 11th. Water was putting the pause on him.
But then, why? What was the reasoning to give him? What is good? It went to the decision.
Like, it was scheduled for 12. They stopped it in the 11th, and they gave Sonny Bill Williams a decision. But if you look at the 11th round, he was getting knocked ding dong. He was on jelly. And then if Sonny Bill Williams went into the 12th, he was hitting the canvas. So I think they were trying to give him a career, and they're like, yo, dog, like, you can't lose to, like, a 50-year-old Buerta.
True. Okay, but okay, Tyson is 53 now. Sonny Bill Williams is 34. Bam, age is a thing, hey. A 53-year-old Tyson. I don't know if I want to see that fight.
I mean, look,
Tyson was born a killer.
If Tyson loses that fight, how depressing will that shit be, bro? I'd be depressed as fuck.
Not really.
It's like death of a hero.
Nah, but like, I'm not gonna rage Tyson at 53 years old in any fight. Like, he's old.
He shouldn't be fighting.
He smokes a lot of weed. Like, even if he lost, even if he got knocked out, I wouldn't be like, yo, death of a hero. Because also, remember, in his career, Tyson got knocked out. And he's still, like, yo.
I'd rather keep him there with that record in mind. Imagine he gets in with Sonny Bill Williams, get knocked out in the first round.
Sam, Sonny Bill's not knocking Mike Tyson out. Like, Sonny Bill is a civilian fighter. He's not about that action. He's not about that action. It's the same. Remember when Quade Cooper was fighting? I don't know why rugby players are fighting now. But like, remember, it was that whole thing when like Quade Cooper was fighting, and I watched the one fight, and I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, I think we watched it together, though. And like, we're both, like, Quade just, we're like, nah, this guy doesn't know how to fight, bro. Like, or not professionally. Like,
he's just not going, professionally. Like, he's scrapped, like, sure, he might be scrappy in the club, but, like, professionally, it just looked terrible. It's like, guys, what are you guys doing?
You look like
and
a
you
guy.
Know what, you know what? You know what I find hilarious? Is, like, they have, like, Sonny Bill Williams fighting or Quade Cooper fighting, and these guys are, like, athletically fit, and then they put them up against Pies. Like, so Buerta was, like, long retired. So like they keep pulling people out of retirement, and then the guy Quade Cooper fought was also like out of shape, but like not in a Ruiz way. Like he's a boxer who's out of shape. He was also like an amateur who was out of shape. So it was like he was bound to catch the pause. It wasn't a fair fight.
Yeah, like
I don't think anyone made weight in that fight.
But do you think the fight is going to happen, though, the Sonny Bill Williams Tyson fight? I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think
Mike Tyson is still hungry for money like that anymore. Like,
nah.
Fam, did you see how much weight he's lost in like that?
Oh.
And like, he looks fighting fit.
I saw the training thing he did where he was fucking up that bag.
He's still
Tyson still got it because, like you said, I think Tyson was just born a murderer.
Tyson might still know how to throw a punch, but unless you see how he controls his energy throughout more than two or three rounds, you're not gonna.
He's not fighting Lennox Lewis again. He's fighting Sonny Bill Williams, who also got gassed as a fit rugby player. Got gassed against Buerta. And Buerta was in his 50s when he fought Sonny Bill. He got gassed. Like, that's why they stopped the fight. They stopped the fight in the 11th. If you think I'm wrong, go check for yourself. He stopped it in the 11th, scheduled for 12. And then they gave the fight to Sonny Bill Williams, but he was gassed.
I remember when that happened, but I didn't watch that fight. But I thought when I saw that fight coming up, I didn't even watch it because I thought, this is like one of those like, run for money things, like Mayweather McGregor.
Yeah.
But 2013. That's when that fight happened. 7 years ago, that Sonny Williams fought the fight. Dude, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. I don't think this fight's gonna happen though. I think it's just conjecture. There was even rumors about Mike Tyson and Holyfield coming back because Holyfield is still fit, as well.
No, well, Sonny Bill Williams confirmed it.
Really?
Yeah. Also, where's the fight gonna happen?
Look, he confirmed it's on the cards. Take my foot out of my mouth. Like, he confirmed that the management are speaking. So, I mean, it's not pie in the sky. Like, it's something is happening. I just don't know if it's gonna happen for sure. But you know Moneyball Williams, though. That guy will do anything.
Hey, that guy enjoys a
that guy, hey.
Guys, if you want someone to play rugby in Kyrgyzstan, this is your man. That guy will play rugby against a horse.
Dog, he had the OnlyFans model from the beginning.
But it's also because he has like 29 children.
Yeah, so he keeps piping down his wife.
His wife is tired, eh? That lady's so tired. She's like,
you're not 29 kids. But is it that many kids from the same woman?
It's mad kids.
Dude, he's had like 5 kids in the past 2 years. It's something crazy.
Dude, that lady's uterus is done.
She's got like 5 kids and they're all the same age. They're all the same height.
That woman's pussy is looking like a wizard's sleeve, I'm telling you now. She's like walking out as a motherfucker. No need for delivery.
Fam, imagine 5 years without not being pregnant. You're just pregnant for 5 whole years. As soon as you...
She is a bad though. Like, I understand why she's piping it down, like, every day. But I'm sure she's tired, bro. She doesn't get a rest. When she hears that motor come into the driveway, she's like, stress.
Save me. Yeah. It's like throwing a bowling ball down an alley, fam. Like, that's no longer enjoyable sex, fam. Like, this guy's I don't even know what he's piping, fam. Like, that thing has no elasticity.
This guy has the Congolese family plan, bro. They're gonna be 16 children, bro.
I just need one of them to make it.
The one child is gonna be 8, the one child is gonna be 26. Watch.
Yeah,
he's gonna have 16 kids. So one child's gonna be 8. The other, the youngest is gonna be 8. The oldest is gonna be 10.
Yo, I feel sorry for that woman's vagina. That thing is doing work.
Bam.
I think his plan is to finish all her eggs. Went to the doctor. How many are left? Okay, sham.
Scramble these motherfuckers quick.
I'm gonna get
Yo, she must be tired, boy. Bro. I think, like, also, can't she just ask for leave? Doesn't she get leave as well?
Nah, there's no days.
Danger pay. Fuck that shit.
No, Patla made you blind. That girl's gonna be blind.
Also, shout out to Sunny Bill, guys. Imagine being pregnant for that amount of time. I've met pregnant women. They're not fun. Like, I'm great, life is beautiful. We all came from a pregnant woman. I get it. But pregnant women are literally the same.
You know what the thing is? It's not even like pregnancy, but it's like having a lot of infants. So like one is 1 year old, one is 2, one is 3. Do you know the energy sap? You know how energy sapping that those little narcissists are?
It really is. And I know this from first-hand experience because, full disclosure, I think my baby mom is amazing. As mom, like, wonderful person. The other day, she said, like, she sent like a text. She was like, hey, yo, borrow me my child for like 2 days because these kids are running amok in my house. I just need someone to handle the business. Like, I need someone to just like put them in check. It's wild. And like, that's why I'm so happy with one child. I don't know why people want more than a single child. Imagine multiple infants in your house, in your space. Like, you don't get to sleep. You don't.
Yeah, apparently something as parents, something changes in your amygdala. I think it's the amygdala. And that from the point you have a kid to the rest of your life, sleep is wrecked. Just wrecked.
Yo, I don't know about the amygdala, but I remember when they said it was a baby, I would be sleeping and like at what? From 6:30 onwards. Like, she's like, all right, my nigga, listen, we've all slept. Let's play. Let's go. And she was like, jump on the beat and jump. And I'm like, yo, but listen, it's 6:30. She's like, yeah, I know. I've been awake for like 2 hours now. I'm ready. Like, listen, you little terrorist.
Now, can you imagine in the SBW household, it's just five of them niggas. Fam. Just
fam.
All crying for attention.
Fam.
Dude, at my mom's place, I've got two younger siblings there, 8 and, oh, one of them is 13 today. And my mom doesn't need to go. My mom doesn't need to go to the office. She can work from home. She's got a whole study, desk, station, everything at home. She goes into the office every day. She's like, fuck this. I can't stay at home anymore with these fuckers.
Yes, but these are not like infants or toddlers or like adolescent, yeah. Like they got some age to them. Can you imagine 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
You're
all below the ages of 5.
I would legitimately commit a murder. Like, people would be like, yo, why did you kill your children? I'd be like, those motherfuckers would just make
yeah,
me
but what
angry.
Did the kids do though? Like,
I don't know when you hear the story, they were being kids. They were being killed.
You know,
and that's
you know when you hear the story, oh, mother drowns child in bathtub. Mm. Immediately, what did that kid do though? Like, what set that mother off?
Yeah. You know, every time I hear that story, I'm always like, it makes sense. I can see a mom just like, you know, when you're just like tired and you don't want, like, no, you know, when your social battery's at zero.
Yeah.
And then there's still this person here. Oh, do this, and then they're hungry, and then you have to. And at some point, you're just like, if I can just be too quiet,
all my problems are gone right now.
You motherfucker,
yeah, you just like just a little bit of silence, and the baby's under the water. Next thing, and you're like, ooh, because I heard one of those stories, like this mom, she had like postpartum. She was crying, and she drowned the baby. And she was like, I just wanted quiet.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't deal. But she also, it's postpartum, so we're not talking about like a normal
situation.
But she's just like, I couldn't. I literally just couldn't deal anymore. And I was just like,
right. Quiet. I don't think it takes much to switch from, oh my God, shut the fuck up, to, oh my God, let me choke you out quick.
We also went from bestiality to baby murder. I just like to tell us. I just like to say.
Y'all motherfuckers went there. I'm gonna let you finish.
We're not saying we condone, but we're saying for a little bit, we might understand a little bit. We don't condone. No,
we're talking about taking human
lives. Okay, let's do a serious topic, actually, because I was having this conversation with my parents. Because I've been reading, like, shit about, well, because the only news is COVID news. Like, literally, COVID news and murder hornets.
Yeah.
And, like, so yesterday, I was talking to my parents about, like, basically how is lockdown the only way? Like, I get that. We got the professional advice because when, like, as it happened, obviously the knee-jerk reaction, and that's what we got. The professional said, okay, first thing you should do, lock it down. But like, for instance, I'm reading about like Sweden. So what Sweden did is they said, okay, old people, lock down. Everybody else, herd immunity. Walk around, do your thing, give it to each other, whatever the case may be. And they're saying Stockholm is going to reach herd immunity in like a couple of weeks. South Korea didn't do the same thing, but they didn't lock down. They just said testing everywhere. So like on every major road, there was like a little checkpoint and you go, you get tested, and they did the contact tracing, and that was it. They were like, otherwise carry on about your business. And I suppose I'm sort of looking at it now because everyone keeps sort of describing this as like, you can either choose human life or choose the economy. And I don't really think it's an either or kind of thing. Because for instance, if you're a gardener who makes what, 250 rand a week, now what must you do? Like you can't, like you're not coming out of lockdown in a good space. And we all know South Africans, we enjoy a good riot. And our socioeconomics kind of mean that even before this lockdown ends, we are 5-2, like people just being like, fam, I can't eat, I can't survive, I don't give a fuck about this COVID, let's burn everything. So, I don't know, I guess that's my question. Like, do we think lockdown is the only way? Do we think there are better ways to do this? And is there like maybe somewhere where we can mix the two or the three or like find different solutions?
No, go ahead, man.
So
I know you're highly opinionated about this. Like don't offer it to me when you know you want to talk.
You hit me with the alley, you're like, nah, listen.
Dude, I have to attend a company mandated COVID meeting every 3 days. So fuck, I'm COVID out. So in terms of, I do agree with the age thing. Like, yeah, old people stay at home, you in lockdown. People who have immunity or the immunocompromised, you in lockdown. People who have the immunity, yes, go out and do your things. But it's a very elitist almost way of describing things. Sweden and South Korea, okay, now South Korea has a similar population size to we do, but Sweden has a smaller population size and a higher level of health availability to their public. So when they go, oh, okay, herd immunity, they do have the ventilators, they do have the hospital beds, they do have the necessity, the stuff in place to take care when the people who are being herd immunized need the hospital. It's available. We don't have that luxury. So we can do full herd immunity because we don't have the capabilities health-wise to do it. Otherwise, that would have been amazing. That would have been great. Countries who have herd immunity shouldn't go on full lockdown. That really doesn't make sense. This entire lockdown is about saving the health system. So you save more people over time than having a high death rate and then this virus goes away.
I suppose my question is how much time? How much time would look? Because, okay, you save more people over time. And again, I'm not saying it's an either or, but like the longer you sit under lockdown, if people, because also, for instance, F&B is not telling you that. So I know at work, like because of COVID, they've been like, yo, we're going to pay you 30% less because ain't nothing happening. Like,
yeah.
F&B doesn't say, yo, listen, my debit or your debit orders are 30% less. Your landlord doesn't say your rent is 30% less. If you go to Woolworths, they're not like, aye, the food is 30% less. In fact, if anything, they're like, aye, we're going to make it more expensive. So we are, you're putting a lot of people, and I mean, this is kind of just making me, for instance, realize how privileged I am in a certain sense. But like, you're putting a lot of people who were, before this happened, already under pressure, already living very hand to mouth. And you're saying, you're either unemployed or we're going to pay you less.
Yeah.
How do we expect those people? Because I get it from a medical sense. Lockdown is great. It makes sense. You save lives, health system, blah, 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 blah. But it sounds like we're only thinking about the health system. And we're not thinking about how things are interconnected. So, fine, we get to save the health system, but as a result of saving the health system, everything else crumbles and dies. Then what's the point? That's it. I leave the floor to you, gentle brothers.
No, they very valid points. Like, I just, I'm keeping my opinions reserved for now. But sure, I mean, you've been in these meetings, so maybe you can speak to that.
Well, it's always that balance, hence this whole phased out thing, because if it was the choice of only the healthcare system, we'd be at level 5 the entire time until the rest of the year. Because if we're only looking at the healthcare system, this phased out thing. And the surprising thing is that Italy, France, and Spain has adopted South Africa's leveling down, phasing out of lockdown system as well. So they've taken almost our exact model that we're implementing in SA and moving it into Italy, Spain, and France. And they've far more hit than we are. And they've already moving into level 4 now, where we are at. Zoom was also at the level down thing, so they're at level 2. And Zoom is like, guys, we can't do anything. We don't even have so much of a healthcare system that can cater for a percentage of population. Let's move out of this entirely. So Zoom looks to open up entirely within the next month. I don't know how long it's going to take for us to take the move. I know that South Africa will burn if we attempt to move back to level 5. People are not going to take that.
That's kind of the thing, bro, because like, it's all, we're already 5 to burning. Like, we are... Like, fam, when the people in Cape Town, when those middle class people are even like, yo, I will go on strike for my surfing.
Like, yeah, I saw that, the surfer strike. They're like, no, fuck. No, but that is not even middle class. That is just like bougie ass. You are blatantly disregarding the law that is, I wouldn't say law, but like a martial law order to stay inside because you want to go surfing. Like, yeah, things are boiling over. Like, I think that you're going to see a lot of civil disobedience.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. That's why I'm wondering if there isn't a better way to do it, because yes, we all understand that it's for a good reason, but I don't think anyone has taken a lot of time to sit and think and say, okay, how else can we do this? If we try this, will that work? If we try it? Like, in a sense, no one has experimented with the sort of measures of how we contain the thing. And like, yes, you can't experiment with human lives, but also, literally, that's all we're doing right now, because no one knows. Like, this is the first time we've met the disease, so all the scientists right now are currently experimenting. They're saying, oh shit, is it malaria? Is it malaria pills that help? Oh, I don't know if you saw in Madagascar, they actually have a plant. Like, so Madagascar, like, there's like a plant there, and the government said, oh shit, this, because people started getting cured of it. And they made like a traditional remedy with it. So like, the government was like, oh yeah, take this.
And now I know, scientists over there.
Yeah. I know here that plant is called umhlonyane. I don't know what it is in English. But like, that plant here. And
it's mint, bruh. You just need to have some mojitos in your shop.
It's called a bunny chow, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it, this thing doesn't respond to heat, so you must burn that thing away.
That's why Durban doesn't care about this corona. Like, we'll just have some some hot ass mutton curry, we'll be sharp.
Just order hot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. KZN gives no fucks, fam. Zulus are not interested. They're like, listen, Cyril must come to me and tell me I can't go outside.
It was my cousin's birthday, and he lives in LA right now. And I was chatting to him, and so I was asking him, yo, dude, like, how are you coping? Because America, there's 3,000 people a day are dying in America. We're not even seeing close to that infection numbers. So it's like, dude, how is America dealing with 3,000 people a day dying? And he's telling me, like, Americans don't give any fucks. They don't care. Things are open. Businesses are open. They give a fuck whether the government has locked it down or not. They really don't give a shit. The only thing that's not open in America is restaurants. Everything else is open. Beaches are open. Fucking everything is open in America right now.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, bro.
I really don't give a fuck.
Maybe this is also nature just telling us there's too many of you. And, like, I don't like the idea of human life, of life loss, but, like, you know, if you ever watch those documentaries about, like, the history of Earth, at some point in time, there are mass extinction events. It happens, it's bound to happen, it's going to happen again at some point. Because the Earth is like, I don't really give a fuck about you guys. Like, I'm going to do me. And if you guys annoy me, then you can die. And maybe the Earth is like, yo, listen, guys, I'm tired of you. You guys have been making a mess here for a long time now. Some of you guys.
This virus is a gangster, bro. Today they found semen that were infected with COVID.
What does that even mean?
Like,
who was doing the testing?
Like, they tested a dude who tested positive for COVID. They tested his semen, and it also had COVID. It became an STD.
So wait, they said my guy jizzed in a cup, so we can test your COVID. So we can test your semen.
I don't know what the conversation was. I don't know who fucked that dolphin, but they tested the semen, and found COVID infected his semen.
That's wild.
Eh?
Apparently, they say this shit's gonna last until September. Yeah. Like, oh no, they're saying September's gonna be our peak.
Some are saying June, some saying September. Peak. Maybe it's August. Who knows?
My guy. This thing mustn't fuck up my birthday. I like birthdays. This thing mustn't fuck up my birthday. Like, I wanna have fun. Also,
so 2021 is a myth, huh?
Fam, we're not gonna see it. We're in the end of days. It's the end game now.
You might as well spend all your money now. Fuck investing. Spend, my guy. Buy what you can.
So that's the other day my mom was like, yo, the way this shit is going, you need to spend all your money because money's gonna be worth less. And I was like, so then why save, bro? Oh no, save all my money. So I was like, so then, like, I'm going to be saving for whom?
No, you buy, but buy, if you can, buy assets because it's cheaper now.
Mate, when the whole economy collapses, we don't need to buy shit. We just need to shoot the guy who is currently in that house. As in ours. We're going back to anarchy, fam. It is what it is. Survival of the fittest. It's the purge, bro.
Oh, so Westworld is warning us. Westworld is like, guys, this thing is coming.
This
is how the robots are dealing with this thing. So learn from them.
Bruh, you know, I hate that it's a virus. I was hoping it was going to be robots or zombies. Nah, it's just a boring-ass virus. Ah.
Yo, listen, at least it's not Ebola, fam.
At least it's not robots, bro. Roboto.
Fam,
if you see
that's what we're not ready for.
Yeah. Like, iRobot vibes.
Yeah,
we're not really iRobot vibes.
To be fair, though, I'd rather be murdered by a sex robot. Eh? I'd rather be killed by a sex robot. Like, I see Westworld plan and I condone it. Like, fam, imagine they built like a robot that looks and behaves like a person and fucks you. And then it will also like
there's a cartoon called Tripping the Riff or Flipping the Riff, something like that, where the main protagonist was a lizard. And the lizard was married to this super fine honey, and only at the end of the season do you find out that oh, he actually bought it. It was an actual sex robot the entire time. That's the future that we need to work towards.
There's a question. Would you buy, if a robot was like the Westworld one, but you know Westworld ones in season one where they're very compliant, not these rebels, but like the compliant ones in season one of Westworld, would you buy a sex robot?
I think there's no, this is my answer. There's no beauty in it. Like, just getting your way and like, nah.
I would. I'd buy a sex robot and switch it out. I'd stop masturbating and just have a sex robot.
So then would you stop fucking bitches and just fucking...
No.
But the thing is, listen, it has mad settings, bro.
That's fine.
It has 37 settings. So it's like fucking 37 different people.
I would only substitute the sex robot for masturbation. That's it in my life. When it goes to actually meeting up with real people, that'll still happen.
That's kind of the thing, guys. Like, low-key, and don't tell them this, but women are kind of fucking awesome.
Kind of?
Fucking awesome.
Awesome?
Yeah. I fuck with women, though. Like,
yeah.
Those, right, like, you know, the fun of, like, talking to a woman and, like, figuring her out and then getting the cheeks is...
Yeah. Like, the whole thing where you can see she's keen, but you still need to work through permissions. She needs to get your trust. She needs to feel safe. And, you know, just working through, like, that whole thing of, you know, you both want it, but the answer right now is nah. You just need to show me that you're going to work for these cheats. And you'd be like, all right, cool. And granted, sure, you can program a robot to do that. But it's, I don't know, there's something too automated about that. Like, I just want, like, a real experience, like.
I absolutely agree. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't replace that with a robot. I just replace it with masturbation. Because when you have that with a woman, it's not like you're non-masturbating. You're still masturbating.
No, you're not masturbating. You're fucking beating a robot. Yeah, you're fucking a robot, but you're not masturbating.
I get you. Forget the robot part. Just saying, you're going out on dates. You're figuring. You're going through the whole thing that you guys just described, figuring out the person, going through the motions of the whole dating vibes and earning the trust. And that still exists. And while you're still doing that, like currently, for example, excluding lockdown, you're still masturbating as well.
So you're fucking the sex robot and wanking.
Fuck, dude, no, forget the sex robot, he right?
Says, fucking a sex robot is wanking.
Yeah,
that's basically what I'm saying. It's not wanking. Like,
no, it's not wanking. You forget it. Look, okay, forget the sex robot if it exists. You're not understanding me here. Sex robot exists. In your current position, if there wasn't a lockdown, you'd be going out on dates, you'd be meeting people, you'd be figuring out people, you'd be having conversations with women, earning their trust, and having relationships with these women. But also, in that time that you're doing this, you're also going to be masturbating. You're also wanking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying you're going to get a sex robot and stop going out on dates, stop meeting women, stop. You're still going to do all of that, but instead of wanking, you're going to be fucking a sex robot. That's what the replacement is going to be.
Oh, so you're saying replace masturbating with sex robots.
That's what I've been saying.
Okay, I see you now. I thought you were saying the two are the same thing.
No.
But then where do you put it? And also, are sex robots self-cleaning?
That's a good question.
Cause I don't want to. I don't want to fuck 3 day old too. That doesn't. That's not a vibe. I remember I did a story where so they made, like in South Africa, they had like these sex robots. They're very basic, but they had like some sex robots, and like the dude is like, so you can literally take the pussy out. So like the pussy is like a fleshlight basically, and it's attached to it and take it out. And you have to take it out to clean it.
And put it in the dishwasher. And then bring it back.
My guy, don't put that thing in the dishwasher. Like, it's my dishes. No. No, fam. No. No, no. Imagine. With my plate.
Dishwasher friendly.
Now you've got juice on your plate.
You got jizzy plates.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Now someone's gonna come to your house and eat food and get pregnant. Nah, bro. I don't want jizzy plates. I want jizzy plates. Ooh, there's a fun question. What are people's feelings on, you know when you're fucking, right? And then do you go back down and eat it out after you've jizzed or not?
Nah? Nah.
Just don't think so.
Come on, guys.
If I'm eating a girl out, it's going to happen.
We have all done this.
Pre-penetration.
We have all done this.
I'm not going to penetrate then eat it out. I'm going to eat it out and then penetrate.
We
later.
Have all eaten a jizzy vagina.
No.
Y'all are trying to leave me on this list by myself.
Negative. Nourishment. Calcium.
Calcium. Yeah, listen. I be getting some calcium. Like
from yourself, sis.
That's yourself. That's your own calcium. No, you're drinking your own milk.
The thing is, you then eat the clit. You don't. Because, you know, okay, pre-fucking, you are inside. Your tongue is in there. It's swirling. After, then you just, you're just on top. You're just here.
You're telling me there's no jizz there?
No, because you're just inside. Fam, what is your jizz doing?
Bruh. Okay.
How does it splash out?
Wait. First of all, we're establishing that you're shooting up the club, first of all.
Yes.
So that's established.
The club has been shot up. The club has been shot up.
Well, for listeners, that means that no condom has been used.
I feel like they've got that.
I'm just saying, you know, just in case. Fair enough, they don't know what that means. If she's on her back, even if with a slight slope, I'm sure things can flow down, back down. I'm sure.
No, they have to flow up.
I know they have to flow up, but once they've flown up, you shot up the club. It's flown up.
Yes, so it's
now
inside.
She's on her back.
Now the sperm are swimming towards another
story. Doing a thing. Is it not going to, can it not flow back? It can also flow back. If it can flow up, it can flow down.
But to the clitoris.
Hey.
Guys, are we really talking about womb fluid dynamics?
Exactly.
Yes. We're doing fluid dynamics of a woman's womb. Wow, guys.
This is why we needed a gift. This is why we needed
exactly,
a gift to just explain the fluid dynamics of the boat. Because I don't think it doesn't go back up. Like if you're licking the clit, not
semen viscosity.
See, if you
at
are
a point.
Listen, if you're eating ass after you do, then yes, that makes sense because it drips out and goes down.
Okay.
But if you are eating the clit, it has to like literally go up and then climb north.
Also depends on how aggressively you're eating. What does your eating look like?
How aggressively are niggas eating, bro? Like, I don't even... I've never heard the words aggressive and eating together in one sentence.
Have you never had the stringy mango? Hey.
Pardon?
Yeah, I want to like... Tell us more.
Guys, you know, mango, when you get to, by the time you get to the seed, it's got like a whole lot of fibers.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see how you tie this into a vagina. Like, I'm waiting.
To eat that mango around the mango seed, you have to be relatively thorough.
Yes. What is
this is what I'm talking about. How thorough are you in eating this mango?
Keep tie this back to a vagina. I've had a stringy mango. I've never had a stringy vagina.
No, we're not saying it's a stringy vagina. We're saying that the effort you use to eat a stringy mango, that level of aggression or effort.
Sam, when you get to the seed, you stop eating, bro.
When you cut a mango, there's still mango around. You don't waste mango, my guy. There's still mango around that seed. You got to get it out somehow.
And if you have just joined us, welcome to the greatest podcast in the world.
You gotta eat the mango around the seed.
Stop eating when you get there. Stop.
It's impossible to cut all the mango off that seed. You got to eat the mango around the seed.
What does that mean?
You see, when you go to private school, when you boys go to private school, you don't know things. This is the problem.
Sam, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how much you
This is public school education.
I've eaten a stringy mango. I've put in that effort. I don't know.
No, you haven't. You don't know what a stringy... That, you know that the seed has the strings on it, like it's almost...
No, I'm okay, but where does a vagina have those strings? Then?
In order to get those strings, it means you have to take the seed and physically put it by your mouth and eat the residue mango off that seed in order to get those strings.
Sam, how are you eating pussy?
Yes, we understand that. Now bring that back to the vagina.
Now, eating that, getting to that level of mango eating, it takes effort. That's the level of effort I'm saying. If you're putting in that much level of effort in eating the quam, fam, you might just catch a bit of your own semen.
I'm so confused. What do you mean? Okay, so basically what you're saying is if you're eating the mango, like the mango pulp, like...
You're eating it like groceries.
What is the distance between... Because I feel like what this is a distance confusion. What is the distance in your life? What is the average distance between the clitoris and the vagina opening?
There is a distance, but I'm saying you're eating. You're not just chilling by the clitoris. You're going. You're doing the full nine.
Fam,
you're not going to catch some semen.
I do not think you are using your tongue as a precision instrument.
You're not going to catch some semen. You might just catch some semen, my guy.
No, you won't. You will if you're going.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No one eats pussy like that. That's what I'm saying. No one eats pussy like that, fam. Why are you eating pussy like that? Why is your whole head moving?
I'm so weak.
Your whole head is not moving.
A precision instrument.
You were just swinging tongue around.
You're eating. You're busy there by the clit. You're eating it. You're doing what you need to do. When you're eating, you must eat properly. You can't just hint here or there. You must do what you need to do. So that's what you do pre-insertion, pre-penetration. So you're telling me
your tongue is
if you do that post-penetration, if you do that post-penetration. If you did it post-penetration after shooting up the club, you're telling me there's no chance of you catching some semen?
Yes! Because you have a precision instrument, my guy. Focus on the area you need to focus on. Like, why are you eating the whole thing? At once.
Dude.
How are you eating the whole thing at once?
You gotta be precise. You gotta cover all the areas.
Here's a question. If you put chili sauce on your finger, right? On like the tip of your finger, do you eat the entire finger? If you put like chili sauce here on the tip of your finger, do you go
No, that doesn't work. When you do that, when you put hot sauce on your finger and put it in your mouth, and it's fucking hot, your whole mouth is burning, isn't it?
Let's stop all the way ahead, because these analogies are wilder and wilder. Like we are going to lose every prospect we've had with any woman. Like, they have been compared to stringy mangoes. Now they're being compared to hot sauce. Bam. We're either going to lose all the women in our lives, or it sounds like we've never had sex a day in our lives.
Oh, we're having really weird sex. I feel like we're having
with the avocado oil.
Oh my god. And apparently castor oil. I've heard castor oil stories.
No, fam. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
You, it's from you.
Who used castor oil?
You did.
No, I did not. Never.
Why
did you even buy castor oil?
Why after sex? You told me this is you told me after sex, immediately after sex, you had to quickly go to the toilet because your
stomach. That's not because I used castor oil. That's because I needed to shit, fam. Like, that's because I needed to shit. Okay, but one time I realized I had an adverse reaction to PEDs.
To what?
To PEDs. Performance enhancing drugs. Yes.
Oh.
The one time I had an adverse reaction to PEDs, I will admit it, I have taken PEDs once or twice, maybe three, maybe six times.
Performance enhancing drugs.
Yes.
We're not talking about the 60, are we?
No, not for 60.
No, he took Viagra.
No, I did not.
You took some rhino horn.
What is it called? It was called Nasty. That was.
Oh.
And it's like
three. Bills from a garage.
It's no. From a sex shop.
Oh.
And the first time it worked brilliantly. The second and third time, it ruined my system. The other time that you are talking about at Gold Reef City, I hadn't taken PEDs. I just hadn't taken a shit in like 2 days. So my body was like, fam, this got to get out one way or another.
Like, wait. I'm more curious about the PEDs. Explain those PEDs. Like, what happens to you? What?
So basically, yeah, like it's basically the one I took, and I think that's why I had an adverse reaction, because they basically just put like a, what I imagine, I read the ingredients, they basically just put like a whole bunch of weird herbal remedies into a pill, and you take it like 20 minutes before, and then you're supposed to have the rhino horn for the next like forever. So with our Jewish friend, second or third time she came to the house.
Yeah.
I used one, and then I was in the toilet for a good long time afterwards. But
does it
the
work?
First time I used the PED, like, bam, you're hard forever. Dang. But in my mind, I'm now starting to think it might be placebo effect, because by the third time I took it, like, I was back to like regular scheduled programming. Just that's why I stopped taking PEDs, because like I'd be it would flush out my system.
And they just sold you Brooklocks.
Basically. Exactly. But for real, y'all never taking PEDs.
No.
Never, not once.
They crush some rhino horn and Brooklocks for you, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, yes, they did. Yes, they did. Oh,
yeah, there you go. You can enter her, she can enter you. Your system's clean, boy.
Exactly. You done your prep work. I've never taken those pills. I've been too scared. I'm like, yo, pills. Mm-mm.
You weren't that, man. I really want to try get a Viagra subscription. Prescription.
I can't get that right, dude. You have to prove that.
The only thing is, because, and it's not hard, you just have to go to your GP and say, hey, yo, listen, my shit don't work. And then they'll write you a script. But my GP is a lady, and I don't need her to know that. That part of my life. Like, but I remember when I was like 23, 24, like a mate of mine, he was like, yo, you've never taken this shit. And I was like, nah, I haven't, fam. Why would I do that? Later on in life, I was like, okay, I understand what you mean. Like, you know, sometimes you want to be, what is that guy's name? Sometimes you need to be Ben Johnson, fam.
You just need to win a gold.
Yeah, sometimes you need to win the gold by force or favor. You need to just get out there and be like, yo, tonight we are definitely not sleeping.
Have you ever had sex on like other stuff other than like alcohol or performance enhancers like weed or anything else?
I had sex on weed once. I didn't enjoy it. Other than that, now.
I had sex on weed, and yo, the one time it was like it's a vibe. Definitely it's a vibe.
Apparently, ecstasy makes your fuck game amazing.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, I've
like you. No, you just fuck like a staring.
All right. On that note, Chef, let's end it before it gets any wilder.
Yeah, we are into the weeds.
Enjoy the week. Happy Mother's Day to those mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day. And especially to all the single moms. Tory Lanez, I hope you do quarantine radio so that I can take a shot with you. Because, like, last time I watched quarantine radio, but with no soul. I enjoyed it, but it was so sad. I was just like, oh,
there's no what?
Taking a shot of water.
Oh.
But I tap. It is what it is.
Laters.
Cheers. To everybody else, fuck off then.